Live in 3, 2, 1.
What's up? What's up, man?
What's up? We're back.
Aquí, parcero, ¿qué tal? ¿Qué tal?
¿Qué lo que, muchacho? ¿Qué lo que?
Aquí nomás estamos aquí, pues, chileando aquí en la sala.
Haciendo otro podcast.
Ajá, episodio 2 de regreso.
2 de regreso, primero en español.
Primero en español, Simón. Facts. Sí.
Hechos.
Hechos de aquí. ¿Quieres hacerlo en español más o menos o...?
¿Qué te parece un poquito de Spanglish?
Un poquito de Spanglish.
Para ser únicos.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Just a little bit in your hearts. Just a little bit. You know that song?
I don't know that song.
It's a beautiful song, man.
It's a beautiful song. By who?
I don't know who it's from, but I don't know who sings it, but it makes me feel happy in my heart. Just a little bit. Just a little bit in your heart.
Damn.
Yeah, it's a good song. You see it like on a lot of Disney movies and stuff like that. But most importantly, man, cheers. Saludos.
Saludos.
¿Qué andas tomando?
Hoy no estamos tomando cervezas. Hoy
estamos día de descanso.
Hoy es día de descanso.
Ajá.
Salud. De preparación. Saludos.
Saludos, compa.
Estamos tomando café de olla.
Mm-hmm. I just freshly grounded the coffee at 8 in the morning before you showed up.
Damn.
I woke up and I was like, I want the place to smell good, you know? Opened up the stash.
Opened up the stash,
get out that scoop, you know what I mean? Just started grounding. Like, put the machine, went back to sleep. Yeah.
You woke up to this fresh smell of coffee?
Yeah, to the fresh smell of coffee, man. So, ¿cómo andas tu café? ¿Cómo lo estás tomando ahorita?
Negro.
Negro? Okay.
Sin azúcar.
Sin azúcar? Okay.
Así.
Así mero.
Como se lo toman los hombres.
Yeah. Sí. Así me lo estaba tomando yo, pero miré un botella de cremita ahí en el refri y me antojó un poquito.
You gave in to the temptation.
Oh, no, I didn't give in to
you
the temptation.
You gave in to the temptation.
I did not. I was like, you know what? I'm feeling a little white today. I'm going to add some cream to this, you know, just spicing up my life a little bit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bro,
know?
I need to lose weight.
Yeah.
I'm fat, dog.
Yeah, man.
I'm fat.
How much weight do you need to lose?
Bro, honestly?
What do you need to lose weight for? Because I don't think everyone here knows what we do.
Yeah, not everybody here knows what we do. But if you don't know, I'm about to catch up to you. So, we do Mexican
ground
karate.
Yeah, Mexican ground karate.
So,
one of the purest forms of martial arts out there.
Purest.
If not the
Mas
only.
Más pura.
Mm-hmm.
Sí, más pura.
Pura. Como la bolsita.
Como la bolsita. All right, so.
We meant like the bagged cokes.
Yeah, for sure. You know, the
ones you put the popote in, you put the straw in.
The vidrio.
Yeah.
You know?
Coke tastes different
they
there.
They cut.
You know? Yeah.
It cuts a little.
Yeah.
When you, whatever, you know, you need the popote anyways.
Yeah, you need a sip. You need something to sip it out of, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Uh-huh. Yeah, so we're losing weight, or you're losing weight.
I gotta fucking lose, like, 2 libras, 2 pounds for this competition of Mexican Grand Karate that we got.
Okay, hell yeah. When is it?
It's el sábado, Saturday, October 1st, and I'm excited.
Fuck
but
yeah.
But I'm not watching what I'm eating, and that's bad.
You think so?
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Nothing good.
Really?
Bro, like today I ate a pizza. I went with my friend to Sam's Club. You know, he called me and he was like, hey.
Yeah.
Come with me to Sam's.
Come with me to Sam's? Okay, for sure.
You know?
Damn, so just like that easy.
I was like, bro, let's go.
That easy?
Bro.
So like if anyone wants to hang out with you, hey.
No, not anyone.
Okay.
Not anyone.
I was about to say, let's go to
not
Sam's.
Not anyone, bro. What about you?
What about me?
What'd you do today?
Oh, today?
After the coffee.
Before?
After. You know, you woke up, you put the coffee, to grind.
Oh, yeah, I totally grounded the coffee, right? Yeah. So after I set my I don't even know what the fuck it is, an espresso machine or some bullshit like that.
It's brand new, so.
Yeah.
Still don't know.
I didn't know how to really set it up. I'm not going to lie, I had to watch a little YouTube video.
Facts.
I wasn't going to read the instructions. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
You read terms and conditions when you sign up for shit?
I don't know.
Right. You know?
I just scroll. And then...
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. Sounds good. And, yeah, I just grounded the coffee, woke up, studied a little bit. I was doing some shit. Pretty much, like, the first 20 things, I just got to transfer that to the thing. So I skipped from 1 to 20. And then I was just working on, I probably did, like, 10, 15. I think I ended up going to the store, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd you go with?
I went with this dude, an associate of mine.
An associate?
Yeah. An associate of mine, we went. Yeah, I just had to get some groceries, you know.
What's the store?
Store? Not Costco, but it's like, it's different than, I think it was Sam's.
Oh, yeah. For real? I damn. Think it was Sam's.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
crazy.
So, yeah, I went there, just bought some, I bought some meat, I bought some turkey bacon. I bought a new one, you know, try something new. Hopefully it's pretty good. Got some milk, because I was craving some Cinnamon Toast Crunch this morning.
Leche.
Mm-hmm. Leche. Fui a comprar un galón de leche, unos 3 libras de carne, un poquito de tocino de pavo. Y me chingué también una pizza y un... Aquí tengo un hot dog ahorita.
Yo también me compré un hot dog allá, güey.
Yeah.
Sí, güey. No mames. Aquí lo traigo, mira.
¿Oh, lo traes? ¿Es el tuyo?
Sí, me lo traje.
El mío ahí lo tenía en la mesa ahí, pero...
Pues...
Cuando se me antoja, me voy a chingar ahorita.
Sí, yo creo que también.
Pero yo como el hot dog con mostaza.
Ay, güey. Biche raro.
Yeah, no es raro, es... Pues mostaza es una pimienta.
Ok.
Para cocinar.
¿Qué otro tipo de pimientas hay?
Pues hay pimienta negro.
Ok.
Black pepper.
¿Eso no es lo mismo?
No, pues también hay pinches peppers de cayenne. Así como de
¿pero
chiles.
¿Es pimienta?
Son pimienta porque lo... El pimienta es como una bola. Y los rum, rum, y rum.
Y rum, rum, rum.
Lo... ¿Cómo? Que, no sé la palabra, pero lo hacen en tipo polvo.
Oh, como la cocaína.
Más o menos. Okay. Más o menos.
Grounded.
So, yeah, less than grounded. So, yeah, there's all types of peppers. There's black pepper. Mustard is a pepper, believe it or not. You know that?
Well, I do now.
Yeah. Y'all can correct me. Y'all can correct me, but I believe that mustard for sure is a spice. Has to be a pepper. When I eat hot dogs, I put mustard on it, you know? Every now and then ketchup, but you know what? Mustard is actually healthier for you than ketchup because ketchup has sugar and all this.
Damn. No like, more ketchup for me, guys. Y'all heard it here.
And all that, like, vinegared acid and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Mustard is, like, no calories at all. And mustard, when they make barbecue, whenever, like, they make briskets and stuff, I don't know if you've seen videos where, like, they pour mustard on the meat raw. Have you seen the videos like that?
I don't think so.
They pour mustard on it, and then they just rub it in. They rub it in, give it a massage, and then they put, like, the meat seasoning in it.
Oh, so okay. I have seen that.
The mustard is like what? The mustard is a glue. It's a glue, pretty much. Or they use it as a glue.
Okay.
Like for the seasoning, the stick.
Okay.
If you season meat by itself, like some of it will stick if it's wet, but the mustard, it just acts like a flavored cement, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
For sure.
So, yeah, that's what I'm rocking with today whenever I ate this hot dog.
Okay. Some fucking mustard. No ketchup?
If I'm feeling a little fancy, I'll have some ketchup.
Nice.
But for the most part, mustard is where it's at, man. I think that's a good old classic dog. You put mayonnaise in it or no?
I have, yeah. But I don't have to.
Yeah, I don't need to, but I always remember whenever we make hot dogs. It's funny, so this is pretty funny. When y'all make hot dogs, do y'all grill them, put them in the microwave, or y'all boil them?
Shit, I think we boil them first.
First you boil it, and then what? So is it a two-step thing?
No, I think we just boil them.
Yeah, we put them bitches in water and boil them, right?
Yeah.
And then I've heard that people say that shit's fucking ghetto, boiling hot dogs.
Yeah, bro, I don't know. I mean, I've definitely put them in just to grill.
Yeah.
You know?
But, like, think about it. It's, like, more convenient to just boil them.
Bro, I low-key forgot that was, like, even a step, like, to boil fucking hot dogs, bro.
Yeah? Like, the cook?
Yeah, like, I hadn't thought about it. Like, how do you think they did it at Sam's?
I'm pretty sure they boiled it.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it came out of, like a deep fucking... It was, like, a metal thing. She opened the lid, and she reached her hand. You see a lot of steam come out. It wasn't fire, because if it was fire, we would have seen fire, you know, for sure. I'm pretty sure they steam them, they boil them. They're pre-cooked already, for sure. I'm already sure, like, they're pre-cooked.
We've definitely grilled hot dogs, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we cook, like, at time, we just throw them bitches in the fucking grill.
In the grill, right?
Or no?
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. Whenever I'd usually eat hot dogs, it'd always be boiled for the most part, because they just sound more
convenient. Do they taste different?
Yeah, they do taste different. They taste really good if you put them in an actual, like, if you grill them, like, on a stove, like, charcoal or wood. Mm-hmm. You could tell it has that smoky flavor. It has that that dry.
Traeger.
Huh?
Traeger.
Traeger? Yeah, they need to send us a grill, man.
Hell yeah.
Hit up Patino Eats, Traeger, if you're listening to this. We would deeply appreciate that. You know, we could do a grill for our jiu-jitsu gym. You know, just sponsor us with a nice grill. Maybe, like, a couple $100 in, you know.
Yeah, for the meat, you know.
Some gift cards, you know what I mean? Throw some meat.
Okay. Yeah. Butcher Box.
Butcher Box. Hell yeah. Butcher Box. Yeah, bro. Send us some liver. Some raw liver, you know what I mean?
Bacon for life.
We'll eat some testicle, too.
Yeah, fuck it. Why not? I'll try it.
I'll open up a testicle and fucking... Not like me, mine personally. What I meant is like a cow testicle or some shit, you know? Open that bitch, slice it up, and, you know, pass it to the guys right around the gym. Like, hey, we're eating...
Your testicle?
No, not mine at all. No, oh, okay. No. I only have two, and that's all I could afford.
So, yeah, that's true. Well, you can live with one.
I think so, yeah.
You can live with none, right?
I think you can, yeah. But you'll probably lose your testosterone, manlyhood, first of all, and functionality.
If you get hit in the balls, it's not going to hurt.
I mean, you still have, you know, your trunk over there, so.
It's going to be the bag.
It's going to be the bag. Yeah. Oh, speaking of getting hit in the balls, I got kneed yesterday, man.
Shoot.
Yeah, I got kneed. It was an accident. Ooh, it was gnarly, bro. It was gnarly. We're standing up and stuff, you know what I mean? Homie, I think he was giving me a hug, pulled guard, and then I should have moved his knee out of the way, but it was too late. It was too late, and I was like, yo, I'm about to get kneed in the fucking balls. You know, I didn't move. I got hit, bro. Ooh, man, it was... You can see the shock impact of both of us. You know, his energy just went to mine.
How many times have you gotten hit in the balls? In jiu-jitsu? Not counting this one right now.
Maybe, like, nothing crazy. Like, describe hit. Like you get hit or, like a, just like a flip?
No, like hit. Like,
oh, like an actual hit? Yeah. Nah, this is probably my second time, I'd say.
Okay.
Because sometimes, you know, you're rolling or whatever, they pass guard, half guard to mount, whatever. They drag your, you
The
know?
Only time I got hit by in the balls was you.
Me? Oh, you kicked me. Yeah, my bad, bro. It was a kick?
Yeah, bro.
How was it? Like?
Remember it was no-gi, and then Ricardo was right there showing us a move?
Oh, and then yeah.
And then
we're doing it was the straight ankle lock.
Straight ankle lock. Yeah. And then he was like...
I have to grab your ass with
put
my
your,
foot.
Put your feet here, and then this one here, and then he was like... Oops, not that deep, you know?
Yeah, man, my bad. And then the second time?
The second time, I didn't get hit, but it got pinched.
Ooh, pinched?
Like, yeah, with their feet. What? Like, they put their feet, like, you know, like, they were trying to take my back.
Yeah.
So they went, when they went like this.
Oh, it got pinched it with pinched. Their heels.
Yeah. Look at my toe, bro. And they pinched it with them heels. Yeah, with their heels. And
were you still rolling or?
We were still rolling, but the bell rung. So I was just like, thank God, you know.
God damn. Yeah, no, it hurt yesterday, man. I haven't gotten kneed like that in a while. And usually, honestly, bro, like I could take some pain down there. You know what I mean? Like they're conditioned, right? They're conditioned. You know what I mean? But yeah, this is a whole fucking knee, bro. Like we I fell on him type shit. So frame
gravity.
Frame plus gravity right on the groin, man. It hurt and like it just oh man, I was like, yo, this is getting swollen. Like that's what it felt like. I just felt like tingling, fucking like it was just burning, dog. It was like fire type shit. Like I wanted to I don't know, man. I had the just like the cauliflower had to drain that shit.
Yeah. I was about to say that. Joe Rogan said that one time he got hit and the ball was pretty hard.
Yeah.
And then like blood was coming out. So he just went home and jacked off to make sure everything was working right.
No, yeah, for sure, man. Yeah, honestly, it's better out than in, right?
He was like, he's like, if I was bleeding from my nose, would I go to the doctor? He said, no. So I'm just going to.
If I was bleeding from my nose?
Yeah.
Would I go to the
doctor? He was like, no. So I'm just going to go home, you know, jack off, make sure everything's working properly. And he said,
but not right away.
Bro,
because that shit would hurt.
Bullshit.
No, I mean, like I was like, hit now, and then, like, 10 minutes later, or not even 10 minutes later, bro, like, you know?
Right away, you just go to the restroom.
Yeah, no, man.
I'll be right back.
No fucking way. Nah, man, I'd go fucking somewhere else, dog. Like, I'd rather be in a parking lot than there, you know what I mean? Or some bullshit. Yeah, no, fuck, no. So, yeah, so he went home and...
sorry, officer, I got hit in the balls.
I had the training. Oh, totally understandable. Continue on. Have a great night. Here's an ice pack I got. He gives you an ice pack and shit.
Damn.
Yeah, so, yeah, I ended up getting getting kneed, but it was... I was like, fuck, you know, we took a little break, and then, it was funny. He lifted up my feet.
Oh yeah.
So that way I guess the blood can go back down, you know? And I was like, I don't know if that made it better or worse, cause I felt more blood there now. Mm-hmm. But then, I was like, yeah, let's continue rolling, man. I was like, con el dolor y todo. He's like, okay. We're rolling. Had me in side control, bro. I had like, I really couldn't move. Like, I was just like, my stomach started hurting and shit like that. Just my whole abdomen area. And then I ended up tapping with like 19 seconds left. And then I was like, yeah, my bad, bro. I was like, started to hurt again. But, I mean, shit, hopefully that doesn't happen in the competition.
Cause do you wear a cup?
I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because this one's going to be IBJJF rules. So MMA fights, you have to wear a cup, right?
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I think so.
You can
most
wear
of
it.
Them. I think some
of them you have to wear them. Yeah, mm-hmm. That makes sense. Funny story. You know Jiu-Jitsu?
Yes, Nicky sir.
Nicky Alves.
Yeah.
He was talking about, because he used to do MMA back then, and he was saying that I don't know if it was him or his friend. He said that I think he didn't have a cup, right? Okay. And his friend had just finished fighting.
Damn.
Yeah. Right. And he's like, man, they're not gonna let me fight. I need a cup, bro. His guy, gave him his cup. And then he just fucking put that shit on. He put on his homie's cup.
How bad do you want it, bro?
He was going to have to fight.
You know?
I hope he, like, you know, blew some dust out of it, you know, and then, like, gave it a little wipe. Yeah, you know what I mean? But, yeah, he ended up... I don't know if he wore his homie's cup or his homie wore his cup, but they definitely swapped cups.
Damn.
Which is cool.
That's a friend right there.
Yeah, that's more than a friend. That's like a... That's almost romantic, you know?
Shit. I would like not to think about it like that, but yeah.
Yeah, no, that's a true guy right there. I mean, if not, he wouldn't have fought, you know?
Yeah.
So, he
won.
Sometimes you got to do what you got to do. And he always says...
Well, it depends how bad you want it.
Like what, the fight?
Just anything, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Like how bad,
like how bad you want to be in the same place his dick was, you know, that could be...
So, yeah, they bonded right there.
Yeah, for sure. It's like fucking the same girl.
Fucking the same girl? Yeah? How? What do you mean?
I don't know.
In a way, I mean, I don't know, I guess, you know? I'm trying to see that analogy right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
we'll just move on to the comp. Because how long are we right now? We're like 17 minutes right now?
Probably.
We got to, it's going to be, what are we at right now?
18.
Oh, okay, cool. 17. I'm 1 minute off. Not bad.
Nah, not bad.
Lately, I've been 1 minute off of certain things. But, yeah, the competition is going to be cool. Nikki always says to bring two gis.
Okay.
So he'll bring, like, just in case if, like, they don't allow you to wear a gi, if it's not, like, appropriate or whatever. Some people would have their OnlyFans on it, you know? And they're like, yo, we don't rock with that OnlyFans stuff, you know?
Damn.
I'm like, yeah, for sure. Like, hey, that's how I make my money, right? Not me. But, like, you know, the person with the OnlyFans.
Facts.
Right?
I think I'm going to make one.
Yeah? I'd probably make a fans only. They take less percentage.
Oh, okay. I'll do that then.
Right? I'll send you my link. I'll send you my link, man. And, yeah, he always says bring two geese just in case if, like, one of them's not allowed for some whatever reason. And then in case if, like, you know, if you have a gi or whatever and if one of your boys... Shit happens, like, people forget shit, you know? Like, the first competition, I forgot my fucking belt, bro.
Oh, yeah, bro, that was fucking...
I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Thank God I got there pretty early, you know? I was close by, I got there early, so... I was like, fuck, man, I ain't got a belt. I told Professor, he's like, it's all good, it happens. But, like, low-key, looked like he was like, this man really forgot his fucking belt. And then he was like, we'll get you one. I'm like, damn, I could probably get one from Dio. I was looking at some other white belts.
Yeah.
Maybe some Claire, let me borrow his, some shit, you know what I mean? I was just, like, looking around. But I hit on my mom, and my mom was like, hey, what are you doing? She's like, oh, I'm at the store. I'm like, oh, she was going to the store. I was like, hey, can you do me a big favor? I was like, can you drop off my belt? So she dropped off my belt, and then we made it just in time.
Clutch.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But, yeah, so just bring two geese, you know, in case something gets...
Snacks.
Huh? Oh, snacks for sure. Hell yeah.
Water.
I brought like a peanut butter and jelly. I brought some fucking fruit. I had a good breakfast, man.
Bro, you literally brought the snacks that day.
Yeah, I did.
You were the mom of the competition, bro.
I was the soccer mom of the comp.
Hell yeah. But competing.
Mm.
You know?
I was a deadly fucking soccer mom. Hell yeah. I was that soccer mom you don't want to fuck with, you know?
Facts.
Especially over the snacks.
Oh, no.
I see you reaching over my snack bag. Oh, man, shit.
You become the mama bear.
I'm Grizzly right there.
Yeah.
I'm Kodiak Cakes. Coming after.
Shout out.
Coming after. Yeah, yeah, Kodiak Cakes, man, I have the biggest crush on him. They sent me some kissy faces.
Damn.
You want to see?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, because I tagged them and I was like, safe to say I have a crush on Kodiak Cakes, right? And then they sent me a kissy face, bro. It was love. It was love at first sight. Look, they sent me two kissy emojis. Damn. They got to stop playing with me, man.
Bro, I know. They're just blue-balling you, bro. You know? They need to start sending some free pancakes.
Some free pancakes, some waffles, some mix. Yeah, man.
All of the above?
Some swag, you know, some shirts or something like that. I'm going to have a patch. I'm going to have a patch. And I'm putting it on my gi. Yeah. I'm going to have the fucking bear, bro. Hell yeah. That shit's going to be nice. What sponsor would you like to have, like, in a comp?
Just in general?
Yeah, in general.
Liquid Death.
Mm. Liquid Death.
Or like...
Liquid Death.
Liquid Death.
Yeah, that one be sick. I honestly, I haven't been messing with them.
Except the logo, you know?
As of lately. Yeah, their logo goes hard. What's your favorite flavor by them?
Well, damn.
I'd say mine would be the severed lime. Okay. But honestly, I think, you know what? Mango Chainsaw is probably catching up.
Yeah.
The first one I tried flavor-wise was the lime, and that shitted on the Buried Alive one, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah,
you don't like the Buried Alive?
It's okay. It's good, but yeah.
Even the black one is nice. It's no flavor, just classic sparkling water.
Bro, the white one's still just like the plain water. It's just amazing.
It tastes good?
Yeah.
Does it taste better than like Ozorka?
I think so.
Really?
Yeah.
I honestly try not to get the white one just because it's just... just water, right?
But I don't know. I feel like it's better.
Yeah?
Yeah. It might be my psychological thing, you know?
Like a placebo thing just because it's in a can and shit.
Like it makes me feel like I'm drinking like a beer.
Yeah, man. Hell yeah. Like whenever by accident I left my... the Liquid Death underneath the bench, you know? Because I don't want it to get knocked over. Especially if I leave it by the sandals and stuff. Someone, you know, that'd be a big mess. I wouldn't have to clean up.
Yeah, yeah.
I left it there and then Drew was like, oh, it's all good, man. He's like... I was like, yeah, bro, my bad. I left, he's like, oh, yeah, some mom picked it up, thought it was liquor malt. I was like, that mom's been around a couple places, man. If she knows a tall green can, you know?
I would like to be sponsored by Ghost.
Ghost? Hell yeah.
Energy
Ghost?
Drink?
You fuck with Ghost heavy, man.
I fuck with Ghost heavy, bro. Like, ever since I tried it,
yeah.
Bangs have not been the same.
Bangs fell off.
Yeah, I
Bangs
think so.
Are kind of cringe. Especially, like, the people they sponsor. Whack ass people, bro.
You think they could make a comeback with me?
Bang? Fuck yeah.
Or should I not want to be sponsored by them?
Honestly, man, quality over quantity.
Ghost. Shout out Ghost. Y'all make Ghost? Some I have no idea, bro, but like look, they're protein?
They have protein?
They're protein, bro.
Powder?
Powder?
No shit. Which one?
The Chips Ahoy?
Oh, bro, yes, yeah.
Bro.
My cousin had that. I tried it. Cookie pieces in it, yeah. Fuck
bro.
Yeah. Have you tried the Oreo one?
I have not tried the Oreo
one. I had the Oreo one. That one was pretty good, too. But the Chips Ahoy, better.
I got a boner.
Yeah?
That ass.
Swear. God, I might need to catch me one of those, bro.
What? The boner or the Chips Ahoy?
A boner because of the Chips Ahoy. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah. Bro,
sounds
but like,
nice.
I saw them bitches at the gas station. The
protein at the gas station, bro?
No. The energy drinks.
Okay, cool.
The gas
cool.
station?
I was about to say.
And, like, my favorite one is the Sour Heads. The red one?
Sour Patch Kids.
Sour Patch Kid. Yeah, my bad. I'm sorry.
Damn. How much you love?
Shame on me.
How much you love
me? I'm bad with names, but it's just the red one.
Sure, yeah.
And then the mango one?
Mango, second?
Second.
Okay.
And then the blue one, third.
Okay, what about the watermelon?
I haven't had
the Sour Head.
I haven't had the watermelon.
That one wasn't bad.
It wasn't bad. Have I had the one watermelon?
I like
if
water.
I have, I'll put a third.
Okay. For sure.
Because I might.
Hell yeah. Ghost, if I was to get sponsored by a protein, What would I pick? I think I'd pick, you know what?
Wait. Does Oreo have the Oreo pieces in them, too?
Yeah.
Damn.
Fuck yeah. They have Oreo pieces in them. Yeah, the Oreo has Oreo pieces in them. It's called Cookies and Cream. Mm. It has Oreo pieces in them. I'd probably say that boy, maybe. I'm just being biased there. I was going to say Jocko.
I was about to say Jocko, too.
Jocko would be a good protein, you know? They sponsor the boy Thug Nasty. But I think I'd probably pick. I like Black Magic. I mean, I've only had one flavor. I'd say Jocko just to be safe.
On it?
Joe Rogan's on it. I've never tried his. Or you know what it would be a good one too? BPN. BPN?
Like the Virtual Protective Network?
No. No, it's BPN is a Bear Performance Network. It's this guy named Nick Bear. Mm. He was like this Army Ranger guy. Came out. He does like. He used to be a bodybuilder, and then he, whenever he was in the military, he made his own like supplement brand, BPN. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he sponsors a lot of good people. But yeah, I think that'd be. I never tried his, just because I still have some protein here that I need to protein. You know,
protein.
That I need to get rid of or finish at least.
Yeah.
And but I'd say Jocko just to be safe.
Jocko. Yeah, from on it, I haven't tried him either, but I want to try the Mexican chocolate.
Whatever. Ooh, Mexican chocolate. Hell yeah, that sounds fucking good. On it?
Yeah.
God.
Oh, you had Jocko's pills?
No, I've never had the pills. No. They're expensive, bro. Like, for a supply of 60, it's almost like 80 or 90 bucks.
Yeah.
Like, hey, bro, like, we ain't all capitalists like you, dog. You know what I mean?
Or, you know, like...
Show some love.
I'd like to be sponsored by Uncle Joey's... weed company.
Mm.
Laughing Gas.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Is it available to the public?
Yeah.
Really?
I've had it.
Have you had Laughing Gas?
Yeah, I've had Laughing Gas.
Good?
Bro. It looks amazing.
Yeah.
Feels amazing.
Okay.
Smokes amazing.
Okay.
Gets you fucking high as shit.
Yeah.
10-10.
10-10?
10-10.
What would you recommend about, I know cookies used to be really big. What about cookies? Are they still good or no?
I think they're still pretty good, but I think I like Jungle Boys better than cookies.
Jungle Boys is still pretty up there?
Yeah.
What are, like, some other good exotic ones that are, like, up there, like, in that same scale or better?
Shit. Well, Laughing Gas is up there, I think, right now.
Laughing Gas?
For sure, Jungle Boys. Because Jungle Boys, they make, like, they have their own factories and, like, you know? And
what about Mike Tyson's? Have you tried his?
I haven't tried his, but I've had his, like...
Tyson's Knockout?
His papers and stuff.
Oh, okay. Hell yeah.
Tyson Ranch? Shout out Tyson.
Oh, yeah. It's opening 2023, I believe.
Bro.
We got to do a trip over there.
All right, guys, we're going to start making our bags. We're going to go to California. Is it in California?
Yeah, it's going to be California.
Hell yeah. And
it's a ranch.
Y'all are going to see us at the High Rollers.
Ooh, hell yeah. We got to get to Bluebell first, though.
Yeah.
So, shit. Whenever we're Bluebell. So I was going to say a specific time, but I don't think this is a specific time.
No.
Shit, man. I don't know.
We just gotta maybe keep doing six, more competitions, bro.
Maybe in 6-8 months. Yeah. Well, more competitions would definitely mm-hmm. help for sure. This one, man, is gonna be pretty sick. So, we've kind of talked about preparing for a competition in a way. I mean, I brought up the cup thing, the rash guard thing, the gi thing. I always bring an extra gi, an extra rash guard, just in case. And if you know, if you one of your boys or your girls from the gym forgets one, hey, like, here's my sweaty one, like, you know. Put it on.
Go
if
show
not,
support
uh-huh.
for your class teammates.
Oh yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, I think it's gonna be a good amount of people Saturday. I think Mo said he was trying to come.
Yeah.
So that's cool. He's gonna try to come.
Ariki?
I can get my I don't even know the details. I think we're competing at the Grand Prix, Texas State Champion. Grand Prix?
No, is it? I think it's at the
it's October 1st, the competition.
At the
the zone?
At the
where?
Right next to the NRG. Where they have the livestock.
Really?
I think so.
Okay.
What's it called?
The NRG, yeah. I mean, it's all...
The center, though. NRG Center.
Oh, NRG Center. Okay.
Not the stadium, of course, but...
Yeah.
Hopefully one day.
Right? Yeah, I'm not too familiar, but... Hell, it's gonna be there then. Hell yeah. That's dope. I fuck with it. But...
We're gonna rent a limo.
We're in a fucking limo.
Did you were you there when I said that and Professor was right there?
Talk about the limo?
Yeah.
No.
He was like, calm down, Gordon Ryan.
He said that?
He said, okay, Gordon Ryan.
That's funny. Who heard you? Like Corey and the other guys?
Yeah.
Competing? Hell yeah. That's badass, man. Fuck. Pull a fucking wasted to the... Because you know how they give you like drinks and shit?
Yeah.
I'm having a mimosa, bro, for sure.
Facts. I can't because I have to lose weight.
Mimosas are healthy, bro. It's just champagne.
Well, I'm going to go there. I'm not going to eat since starting today.
Nah, it's bad too. You're probably gaining weight not eating, honestly.
Yeah, low key.
Because people think, oh, I'm a relax. I'm not gonna eat. Like that's how you kind of gain weight. Sometimes, like in order to lose weight, you need to eat more. As surprising as that sounds, as weird as it sounds, like if you eat more, you want to gain more. But we burn so many calories not doing anything. Like our basic, our BMR, whatever the hell it is, a basic metabolic rate or something, BMR. I think I burn like 1,800 calories just surviving. Just living day to day without doing nothing. Just waking up, walking, doing basic shit. I burn 1,800 calories. Then on top of that, whatever we work out. So, yeah, it's good to eat.
So. Well, shit. I need to get better at that. And I'm excited, bro.
Hell yeah. Any certain things you want to pull off this competition?
Shit.
You want to embarrass the guy? You want to submit the guy?
I don't, but I do.
Oh, okay.
And, man, hopefully, I just hope I do good, you know?
Hell yeah. Are you nervous about it or not?
I think I'm going to start feeling more nervous, like, Friday.
On Friday?
Yeah.
Okay, hell yeah.
That day I wake up, bro. Woo!
On Friday?
No, Saturday. Maybe Friday, but Saturday for sure.
Hell yeah.
You?
We should all have a sleepover, man. All the grapplers, they're competing.
Bet. I'm down.
Imagine.
I'm down.
We're just fucking doing drills in the middle of the night. I'm like, all right, motherfucker, I'm going to bed, dog. Fuck off me, you know?
I'm down, bro.
I'm feeling pretty good, man. I'm excited, honestly.
We'll go to Corey's house.
Yeah, we'll go to Corey's house, bro. Yeah. We'll go to Corey's house. I'll cook some dinner that night, you know?
Yeah.
We'll have a nice steak. Nothing too crazy.
Nothing too crazy.
High protein for sure, but in the morning is what it really counts. How you start off your day, what you eat.
Yeah.
What affects. So I'm probably going to...
I went fasted last comp.
You did?
Yeah.
Fasted completely? Yeah.
Hell yeah. I just smoked some weed.
You did?
Yeah.
Driving there?
Yeah.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Was it still in effect during the match or no?
I don't think so. I mean, I was so used to smoking all the time. So yeah. I was just.
I feel just.
Yeah, it was just whatever.
It's like breakfast. People have their coffee, you know?
Yeah, facts.
That's sweet. No, I'm really excited for it.
But,
Yeah, well,
do you want to embarrass anybody?
Me? I'm not really embarrassed. Embarrassed is a bad word. I shouldn't have said that. Because being like, if you embarrass somebody and if you're happy about it, that's kind of like you're a dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What I want to do is just for sure overpower the person, dominate them, you know? Shit, maybe a double leg, boom, you know, take them down. That'd be cool because you could actually do that there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But, overall, I mean, I'm pretty excited. You think it's going to be bigger than the new breed one?
I think so.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, man. Hopefully, Corey was like, he was like, y'all in the same way? He was like, you think you're going to get matched? I was like, shit, hopefully not, man. I was like, if not, I probably won't go. I was like, I'll probably just sit out or whatever.
Yeah, we just, if it's at the final, don't do shit.
Yeah.
We need to come up with a plan.
Yeah, we start playing chess or some bullshit.
Yeah.
We'll play chess.
We just take a knee.
Yeah, we both take a knee.
Yeah.
That'd be funny as fuck. Flip a coin or something.
Flip a coin, yeah.
Yeah, I think taking a knee sounds better. It sounds funnier.
Right?
It'll look funnier, you know what I mean?
We just pretend we're going to go at war and we just fucking take a knee.
We both kneel down and shit. Hell yeah. But all right, man. This podcast has been going on for a little bit longer than we expected. So,
Yo, guys, thanks for listening.
Mm-hmm.
Follow us at The No Name Podcast at
Patino Ames and my food page, Patino Eats.
And then HTX BJJ.
Yes, sir.
And 98 Emiliano _14.
You heard it here. Anything else you want to leave a positive remark to the guys and gals listen to this?
Positive? Just follow your dreams, guys. Work hard. And
don't be lazy.
Don't be lazy.
And if you're being lazy... It's temporary, but you can fix that shit. And
stay dangerous, guys.
Yeah. Be safe. Have fun. Stay dangerous. Adios.
Bye.
Yee.
Oh, yo. Oh, yo.
All right, cool. No, you didn't pause it. Press the square button.
God damn it. Y'all didn't hear this shit.